Blog Talk Radio.
You already know, baby, it's the Dr. Bones and Tetra Show.
Baby, it's your boy, DJJJJJ, Tetra, and you know what I do, Dr. Bone?
I think I know what you do, man. When I woke up this morning, I looked in the mirror and I was like, that guy looks really familiar. Is it that doctor?
Is that that doctor?
Is it that doctor I'm looking at in the mirror? Is it that doctor?
It's that doctor.
It's that doctor. Boom, boom, boom. Bones. Screw our sound system, because I hate it. I hate
you
it.
You know, there's this guy named Mickey in the background who's supposed to be doing this crap. And
you know what he does in the back? He sits in his deathbed because he's dying, because he's stupid.
Yeah, Mickey, I mean, pretty much fired, and now we got to upgrade to Apple.
We have to upgrade to Apple, because every time, like the past few weeks, if you guys have been listening, like, we've been skipping, man. It's like, like, that, what you're hearing is probably going to get mixed up. Like, when I play I Would Do Anything for Love, it's going to sound like I would do anything for, like, a hamburger or something.
That's exactly what I heard last time you played it, but.
I know, and I started craving a hamburger, you know? But, guys, today's... Look, Mickey, get out of here, you freak.
Mickey, God, dude, dang it, man. How many times I got to tell you before I beat you?
Yeah, I'll pull up the stick and whack your back like Roots, so you better stop it, boy.
Yeah, I just want to raise this like fist and stab you.
But today, guys, we have a great show. We have the Whiskey King Coalition coming on today. Famous band, famous.
Yeah, you know, Whiskey King Coalition.
You probably haven't heard of them because they're from Denver, Colorado. And, yeah, we talked to them, and they were like, yeah, we'd be down to do the show tonight. And we're like, okay, cool. So this is another one, like, the few famous bands. Like, the other bands we've had, like, Shark Attack and what other bands? We've had so many. Which other ones, Tetra?
We've had OPM.
OPM was a big band, too. But Shark Attack, they're, like, a smaller band, but still, they were really cool. But Whiskey King Coalition, I heard from a friend that they're really up and coming. Like, they sound like the Black Keys, if you don't know who the Black Keys are. You know who the Black Keys are?
Yeah, I do, actually.
I'll give everybody a little listen to the Black Keys, but this is kind of like what their style is, the Black Keys. The song's called Tighten Up.
Come on, Mickey!
Smooth drawback sound, you know, that's kind of like what they're all about.
Hey, Doctor, have you seen that music video for that?
That music video is really cool.
It's really like, yeah.
It's like little kids, and they're like,
it's their sons at first. Like, so the sons, they battle each other for a girl, and then the girl's mom comes, and the two singers battle her. They'll battle her.
You guys,
domestic violence is not the answer.
After the show, look up that song, Tighten Up by the Black Keys, and it's practically me and Tetra battling each other for a girl. That's practically what it is on the music video.
Basically,
because we know I'd win. What?
No, man. What the heck, man?
Mickey.
You're the one who's getting... Mickey, shut up. I hate you.
Mickey's throwing out slurs in the bag.
Dang, Mickey. I'm going to freaking send you to Home Depot where you belong.
Mickey, you're horrible. Tetra, on the sports, how'd the Suns do? They win?
The Suns just won, guys.
Suns won? Good. For everybody out there, for our listeners in Phoenix, because we have listeners in Colorado, New Mexico, Texas, and California.
So, yeah, I just want to let you guys know the Suns are even now. They finish 500, 12-12.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's what we do, baby. We don't around.
Exactly. Fill in the blanks. That's all I got to say. Tetra's loca. Dan Cronin from the Conan O'Brien Show, who was on our show a couple weeks ago.
Couple weeks.
2 weeks now. It's crazy. But But 2 weeks ago, he was on our show. So he wants to say hi. He wants to say hi to everybody out there. He listens to our show now. He likes it. Hello, everybody. That's from Dan Cronin. So, yeah.
Dude, Dan Cronin's a good man.
Dan Cronin's a great man. If you guys haven't heard that show when Dan Cronin was on, look at our archive, because we have archive shows from, like, back in the day. We have so many archive shows. We have Dan Cronin. We interviewed him. The band OPM.
Mm-hmm.
Who else? Shark Attack.
We have the Rocky Battle that we did.
Ray Brown Jr., the son of Ella Fitzgerald.
Big R.
He was our first celebrity guest ever. Ray Brown
Jr. Yeah, it was.
Ella Fitzgerald's son. That's madness, if you ask me.
I mean, if that's your first interview, you know, it can only go up.
It can only go up from there. No.
Or down, you know, whatever. Whatever way.
Ray Brown's amazing. It only can go down, you know, calm down. But tonight we have Whiskey King Coalition. Why keep talking? Tetra's going to hit that up, get them on the air. I'm going to play their great song called The Common Love. I'm playing right now.
I'll be back.
Little lover, dance around the field at moonlight. Truck beds are down. Worrying just don't seem right. But there she goes again, afraid to lose everything that she started with. Breaking down shallow water, understanding the mist. A little crowd of mine all covered in blood, money, and oil. Tried to wash them clean, give them something decent worth fighting for. Such a sad little rose can lose everything that he started with. Cradled down in shallow water, dying for his truth.
We're playing on the
I am a whiskey king, a few miles out in the corner of your dive bar scene. I am a whiskey. By the morrow, common love, common love, common love, common another man in a hotel room. Rather rosy affair, she can send it all too soon. He's at home, knowing gonna lose everything that he started with. Writes his will and he locks his drums, resurrecting the blues. With a loaded gun and a shallow bottle, reprimanding this rule.
On the air, is that right?
That is correct. How you doing, brother?
How you doing, man? Thanks a lot for being on the show. Really appreciate it.
Oh, man, we appreciate it, man. Thank you.
It's all good. So how you guys doing today? You doing good?
Doing good, man. Just got done wrapping up the old blue collar, trying to get the dime business, and taking a shot talking to you guys.
That's cool.
Of course, and that's the way to do it.
That's the way to do it.
It's really good to do it, man.
Total success. Yeah. All right, so one of the questions I got right off the bat, man. How did you guys, like, initially start the band, you know? Where did you guys meet at?
It's slightly complicated. The front three of us, me, I play guitar and keys and do all the lead singing. And my buddy Jay, he plays guitar, Chris Cash on bass. We all actually grew up near the same town in Arkansas. So we're good old Southern boys for that. But our drummer is actually from Southern California. And I moved out to Denver to get the hell out of Nashville, where I was living at the time. And, you know, pretty much I ended up bumping into these guys. Somebody called me after I'd been in Denver for about 2 weeks. They're like, yeah, man, you know, your buddies are up there. Are you kidding me? I had to give these boys a call and see what's going on, you know?
Yeah.
We kind of got together and decided to start writing a little bit and part of everything else we're doing with our lives and happy about a chance to get together and play some music. And Graham was on board, so. And that's who played drums, by the way.
That's cool.
That's great.
I mean, I like your voice. I mean, not to sound homo, but, like, literally, like, being real, like, you're like a, it's like a smooth, like, voice, like.
It's soothing.
It's soothing, man. It's good.
Well, thank you. It was a little homo. I felt like a flutter in my taint, like, a little bit.
Good. That's what I'm trying to make you feel like. What are you guys', like, major influences in music? Like, what do you listen to?
A lot of us, like, claim the Beatles, you know. My father, being Japanese, was completely into John Lennon. Now, that's where a lot of our sort of songwriting focus, or at least attention to detail, comes from in writing songs is the Beatles. But far from that, you know, like, you know, I grew up on Otis Redding and Soul and Marvin Gaye and, you know, Bob Marley, my mother's Caribbean, so that's the kind of stuff I listen to. But Graham, what'd you listen to?
Beatles was a huge thing. That was really what got me into music. My parents listened to them. I grew up on that. And just kind of went all over the place from that. I listened to a lot of jazz, a lot of rock. A lot of indie stuff,
yeah.
A lot of acoustic stuff. It was really just huge kind of broad spectrum of music all the time.
Well, it's the one good thing about this band, too. I mean, just with hanging out with these boys as much as we have to do what we do. Everybody loves so much different damn music. It's great. We get together and, you know, it's like, who's got this new jazz album or the new underground hip-hop album, or you should check out this ambient shit. It's pretty, you know, it's a nice company of men that we seem to involve ourselves with.
Yeah,
it's like a smorgasbord of music.
It is always, and so it kind of leaves it open to what we want to do, and which really goes back to just how we feel, and that's how we write. It's just try to do raw emotion, pure emotion, and stuff is something that's missing out here in Colorado, so it works. You know,
it's cool. I've never been out there, man, but I hear it's dull. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, it's stone cold out here, man. It's awesome, man.
what are you guys' favorite places to play, least favorite places to play, if you have any?
I don't know, we'll play anywhere, man. As long as we can kind of, like, even if we have to sneak the drink while we're playing, or, you know, if we're treated well, we'll pretty much play anywhere. We have no problems with that. But, you know, there's a few places. We played a flea market here in Denver, which is very interesting. They basically let you drink beer on stage, but you start at, like, 11 a.m. It's, like, the most random crowd of people, outdoor, flea market, shopping. It's very strange.
That sounds ridiculous.
It is a little ridiculous.
What's the weirdest thing you guys have ever seen while on tour? That's for, like, all of you. For all of you guys that are there. Like, what's the weirdest thing you've ever seen?
I cut a guy off with a trailer once, and then he pulled up in his Tahoe like he wanted to fight. And I'm 6'3". I'm only, like, 170, but I have a big beard, so I could be intimidating. When the guy pulled up, like, ready to, let's do this, I got out of the truck. And the last thing I said before I got out of the truck was, damn, let me go apologize to this guy real quick. And I get out, and I just one look at my brown ass and was like, never mind. Peeled out and did it.
He was like, no, I'm just kidding, man. Come on.
Yeah. There was once that we were pouring bottled water on the windows of Chris, the bass player's janky-ass Mountaineer that he has. And we just started on the road, and his windshield wiper fluid didn't work, so we were pouring fluid on it while we were driving like 70, which is quite interesting as well. Well, we've slept like 10 to a room. I mean, there's all kinds of crazy stuff, you know, omitting drug use and random drinking. That's about all I think I can say about that.
That sounds crazy. Tetra, do you have a question for them?
I just want to know how you guys got your name.
You know, it was kind of like a belief, like a coalition, you know, is a different groups of people or different people independently that it's a political term. And it's about, like, you know, having different desires but understanding on a common goal or a basic idea or foundation, so to speak. in order to, you know, activate everybody's desires in the right way. Everybody gets what they want by doing this band sort of deal. And, you know, the word coalition is sort of to involve anybody who gets into it. Like, be a part of the coalition. Like, join up, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the Whiskey King thing, I mean, it's kind of like a playoff of several things, but a lot of it is like, you know, a little bit of Jim Morrison, like the idea of, like, somebody can be, like, whatever the fuck they say, what they want to be, if they believe in it hard enough.
Yeah.
And so the Whiskey King thing is not, like, to out-drink anybody or to be way more badass than anybody. It's about, you know, you can be a Whiskey King. Go out there and work your little blue-collar job and pound it out and then get with your boys and try to find a way out, you know?
Yeah.
Work your way out of your own life.
Yeah. Dude, you have a deep meaning for a name.
That is.
Most people just kind of pick something out of a hat or something.
I know. That's good, though. It's cool.
Yeah, man, I just want people to be, you know, I never wanted to be, like, a singer-songwriter. And neither of us never wanted to be, like, these independent people. We always wanted the brotherhood. And we want that same sort of sense of family and sense of community with the people that hear us, you know?
Yeah. Like,
you come in, you're going to do the same shit we always do.
Yeah, like, they can connect to you guys, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
That's
cool. About drinking and forgetting what you have to go back to the next day.
Yeah.
You know?
That's the way to do it.
What advice do you guys have for any of the other bands that are out there?
Man, please bring some soul back, you know? Care about what you're doing again. The formulaic approach is just so dead, you know? Like the radio, so many people aren't listening anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's experiment with how you feel and lean on that. Don't lean on the whole, like, I'm going to be so ambitious that I don't understand what I'm doing anymore.
Yeah.
You know, we try to stay true to, like, the basic format of, you know, somebody asks me, what should I play here? And it's, you should play what you feel. You should play what makes the most sense. Like, we really strive for, and I wish that other bands like had that too. Like, more of an emotional bond with the actual things you're talking about, and everybody has sort of a common understanding of what's going on. You know?
Yeah.
And it creates a genuine brotherhood, as opposed to we're trying to make this, you know, as a band to make money or make a living. We want to make a living on it because this is what we want to do for the rest of our lives. You know? And I just think that sort of even that simple approach is now neglected a lot in the industry and a lot of people now, you know?
Yeah, that's what we're trying to do with this, right, at the Dr. Bone Tedra show. We're trying to bring in music that's, like, so we can, like, bring back normalcy to the radio waves. Because right now, I mean, like, if you turn on the radio and just listen to it, I mean, even me, like, I don't even want to listen to it. Like, the songs they play, they're replaying songs back from the old days because there's nothing new coming out, you know?
Absolutely.
And so we're trying to bring back stuff.
Not because, you know, the listeners are dropping off. You have more advertisements, more people needing to pay bills because the ratings are continually dropping through the floor.
Exactly. And that's why our intern, he told us about you guys, and he was like, you guys should check this band out. And we heard you, and we're like, yeah, it's pretty cool. So, yeah, we're glad we had you on. Another question I had was, hold on a second. Do you guys have a new album coming out? Is there going to be a new album? Or?
We currently have an EP out. It's like a 6-song EP,
okay.
Three recorded songs and 3 live songs.
Cool.
It's called Burn It Either Way. Like I said, we're just good old boys, so. You can find us on Facebook or myspace.com/Whiskey King Coalition. Or on Facebook, just look up Whiskey King Coalition. Hit us up and ask us to send you some CDs, and we will, or email them to you for free. We just want to spread the word and get the name out there and just get kind of people on with the, we're not going to give a shit. We're just going to go out there and play hard and try to do it, you know, for a living all across the country. That's what we want to do.
I just want to make known that your guys' next show will be at the Buffalo Rose in Golden, Colorado, is that correct, right, on Saturday?
Sure, in sweet Golden, Colorado, right down the street from Woody's.
So all the people, if we have listeners in Colorado or anybody who knows anybody in Colorado, spread the word, make it happen, make it packed on Saturday night. You guys, thank you so much for being on the show. We really appreciate it.
And we appreciate you, too. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you guys have a good night.
Thank you.
All right, then.
Those guys are legit.
Dude, I just want to say, that guy should probably be a reverend or something.
That guy's legit. I've seen a picture of him. He looks really cool. He looks like a Bob Marley mixed with a Japanese man. Like, it's really cool.
I mean, I think he should write a book.
He should write a book. Putting all his tales in there about how he, like, he's just philosophical.
Yeah. I don't think he has any tales, dude. He's not a monkey.
Dude, maybe he is a monkey, dude. Doing a trip. Dude, did you hear me stuttering for a second? Like, I couldn't get my words together.
You're very professional.
Oh, I tried, but, like, I stuttered. So you guys listening out there, I'm sorry for the stutter. It was ridiculous. I was like...
So stupid.
I'm so stupid. No, when you put T's together, So you guys think about it. When you put C's together, it really messes you up. Like, if you say, like, camp, crab. Like, if you, like, it sounds stupid right now, but trust me.
Take a look for guys.
Trust me, it sounds retarded, but if you put C's together, it's really hard to say them.
You know what I was thinking of it now?
What?
I mean, we kind of ask the same questions.
We do. And we'll change it up, guys, really. It's just, like, it's hard for us right now. It's finals week. Come on. Lay off.
I mean, you know, I got my psychology and my government finals tomorrow.
Exactly. I took my government final today, and I passed it with a 96. I'm going to pass it on to you now, Tetra. You got to carry the torch.
Dude, I took my English finals today.
You got to bring sexy
back. Oh, no, today.
Bring sexy back, okay?
Let's do it.
Yeah, Mikey got it right now. Yeah, that's right, Mikey.
Dude, yeah, what's up, Mikey? Yeah, you don't want to go to Home Depot, do you?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
You better shake your head no.
Yeah, shake your head no. Say yes, and I'll put your head in the guillotine. It's all over. It's all over, Mikey.
Your stupid face. Look at his dumb face.
Look at his dumb face. He looks so stupid. It looks like he, like, just, like, ate a
Mikey, I look at you, and I want to fill up. Is that normal?
Mikey, when I look at you, like, I start pulling my hair out and throwing it in your face. And you want that? I don't think you do. God, Mikey, I hate you.
Mikey, turn around. Do it!
Do it?
Alright, he's good. Mikey's at it.
Mikey would do anything for love, that's for sure.
Yeah, I think he will. I would do anything for love,
but I won't do that. That's what people don't hear. I cut that part out. When we're doing the soundboard with Mikey and Santiago and all the other people that are interns, like, it says, I would do anything for love, but I won't do that. And then after that, there's, like, a part where he just, like, moans. He's just like,
oh. I won't do that.
But I won't do that. I'm not even kidding. As horrible as that sounds, it's true. Okay, seriously. Let's get down to business. I want to say something really quick.
Mm.
For all the little porkers out there. Hey, that's not funny. All the chubsters out there in middle school, sixth grade, it's going to get better. Trust me.
It is, guys.
Guys, it's going to get better. Trust me. When I was in sixth grade, I was rocking the 12-pack. 12 rolls, homie. 12 rolls. I was rocking the 12 rolls. Girls looked at me, spit on my face.
Well, they're like, oh, who's this joker?
What about you?
You know, I'm not going to, I was like, I think it was eighth grade. I think it was eighth and ninth. I was looking at some pictures. I didn't have a neck, guys.
You didn't have a neck?
I didn't have a neck. And, like, I was, like, well, I was, like, 5 foot.
He was, like, 4'11".
You're
being generous saying 5 foot. He was, like, 4'11".
Yeah, I was, like, 4'11". I mean, but, you know, now, I took my weight training final yesterday. Squatting 345.
Squatting 345.
Is that what I do, guys?
He's squatting 345.
Am I just a beast now?
You know what that is? That's 8 midgets. He squats 8 midgets.
I mean, you know, if you guys need some midgets that need to be listening, and you happen to have 8 of them, call this radio show and listen in. And then that's all we're going to do. Are you just going to listen to us?
You're just going to listen to us. We tricked you. Nobody's squatting nobody. You just got another listener. Guys, oh, that's another thing. Okay, wait. I'll get to that later. But back to this, guys. Just keep it cool in middle school. For the middle schoolers listening, keep it cool. Trust me, things are going to get better. I was a porker, and I was just horrible. Like, I walked around waving my arms like I thought I knew everything. And I was fat and bloated and loved ham sandwiches. It's true. Tetra knows. Tetra was there.
I was there, dude.
He knows. He was there. On to a new subject. Thank you for the listeners. Seriously, thank you.
Dude, guys, you guys are, you know, it's too much.
I just think that we have the best fans. We have the best fans in the whole world. Like, I'm being serious. Legitimately, we have the best fans in the whole world. When we first started off, I'm going to be frank. I think we, like, exaggerated our numbers a little bit. But when we first started off the show, our first show.
Ever.
Go into the archive. Go to blogtalkradio.com/TetraMiranda.
Little Johnny's in there.
Little Johnny's in there. We were doing this. We had 8 listeners. 8 listeners. And those were just friends and family listening in.
One of them was Little Johnny.
One of them was Little Johnny.
I'm not going to lie to you guys. He was sitting right next to us with a cell phone.
With a cell phone. And you know where we did that from? We did it at Tetra's house, our first show.
We're not going to lie.
And then what happened? Tetra got a job. I have a job. We combine our incomes, and we have a studio in downtown Phoenix, on 3rd Street and Adams. Come and check us out. This is High Elephant. But back to what I was saying. when we get famous and huge, we're going to turn the studio into like a memorabilia shop. And it's going to
have...
It's going to have our wooden chairs we sit in. It's going to have our butt cheek marks that are imprinted in the
chair.
It's
going to have Mickey's stupid face on the wall.
It's going to have Mickey's stupid... Mickey's still going to be here for the memorabilia shop. He'll still be in the back. Like,
stop crying.
Like
stop
whittling
crying,
wood or
Mickey,
something.
Mickey, stop crying. Okay.
I don't know. Please tell Mickey to shut up. But thank you, guys. You guys are amazing. Like I was saying...
I'll be back. Please go.
Like I was saying, we started off with 8 listeners, and then our second show.
Mickey! Come on, man! We're live.
Our second show, we got better and better.
Sit there.
And then.
God, I hate you.
I can't even pay attention when Tetra's scolding Mickey. I can't even.
Hey, guys. I'm sorry.
Tetra, can you do me a favor? Can you just go crazy on Mickey and just bash his head?
Nah, dude, I get arrested for that.
Why? Mickey's a grown man. He's 36. Mickey's a grown old man, man.
He said you collapsed, fat boy.
You better run to the door.
Guys, you know, like, don't call the police. I mean, we pay Mickey.
We pay him
good.
We pay him a reasonable salary of 50 cents an hour.
I think his real name... What's your real name, dude?
Michelangelo?
It's Oscar.
Oscar?
Yeah.
That's dumb. How you gonna lie from Oscar to Mickey? That's pretty ridiculous.
I don't know his name or face. He didn't even know how to speak English.
How you gonna
go speak
English? Come on. At least change your name to, like, Cornelius or something. No.
Macbeth?
Don't change your name to an old guy on Rocky. Don't be stupid. Come on, Rocco.
Dude, I just want to give a shout-out to Raider Nation. Because, I mean, he's one of our loyal listeners.
Whoever that is. Aw, now I spilled my risotto all over the floor.
Now we got to eat it off the floor, Mickey.
You guys got to see Date Night. Another thing, Date Night is an amazing movie with Steve Carell and Tina Fey. Hilarious. That movie just brings me a laugh beyond belief. Seriously. Okay, can I get back to what I was originally talking about? We had 8 listeners in the beginning. I'm trying to make a point here. I'm trying to make a point here, Mickey, and you're running around here naked with your pants down. We started off with 8 listeners, okay? 8 listeners, and we're like, you know, should we really do this? Like, who's going to want to listen to the Dr. Bones and Tetra show? Second show, we brought the big guns.
Big buns.
I ain't going to lie. I like those big buns.
Yeah, I love them.
But seriously, our second show, if you guys haven't heard it, there's this lady called Dixie Maxwell. We prank called her. We prank called Dixie back in the day on our second show. Go to the archive list and listen to it. It's called, I don't know, Get Crazy or something. I don't know. It's our second show. It's after Dr. Bones
yeah.
Part 1. But that one, we prank called Dixie Maxwell. That was a great show. Then after
that was fun.
And then we kept growing and growing. And then we hit the jackpot when we interviewed Ray Brown Jr. We skyrocketed to, like, I forgot what it was. 800 listeners, and I was like, 800, what? And then after that...
Impossible!
And then after that, we had OPM, and then we hit the mother load, when we
Dan
did Dan
the Man Cronin.
When we had Dan Cronin on the show, we had over 2,000 listeners. Over 2,000, you know how much that is? That's like...
That's 1,000 times 2, guys.
That's like 6,000 divided by... 3. Right?
That's, what, 500 times 4?
Exactly. I mean, we're just amazing. We're bringing Sexy back, and we're Loca, and we're getting crazy, and I'm just reading things off our switchboard right now. I'm not going to lie. But thank you guys. This is genuinely from the heart, from Dr. Bones. Thank you guys so much for listening. Because right now we have over 400 listeners, 500 listeners. Thank you so much.
I want to say something for a hug to you, Doctor.
Go ahead.
Guys.
That's inappropriate.
I had some Mexican food that Mickey brought in before.
That's beautiful. That's really beautiful. Guys, this is Dr. Bones. Thank you so much for listening.
And y'all don't know, baby. It's your boy DJ Tetra.
All right. We're going to leave you with Like a G6. Beautiful song. Thank you so much for listening. And tune in tomorrow. Tune in tomorrow. We're going to have Sara Indio from Hawaii. Beautiful singer.
You might have a guest host, guys.
Might have a guest host, maybe. Not me. That's a little hint. And
yeah.
We're going to have our first live performance ever on the show tomorrow from Sara Indio. Tune in. You cannot miss this. Live performance. Thank you so much. Talk to
you. Deuces, baby. Popping bottles in my eyes.